Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Inside the Asperger Studios Presents Stories. Today on the show, have you ever wondered what it would be like to live on a small island somewhere in Alaska where everybody knows everyone, where you practically have no privacy? Well, my next guest is just that. She lives on a small island, everybody knows everyone, and it's in Alaska. So stay tuned, sit back, and relax, and I'll catch you on the other side. See you there. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Stories from Inside the Asperger Studio. Today, I'm joined with Kira from Alaska, who is a graphic artist. Welcome to the show, Kira.
Thank you. Hi.
You're welcome. Let's start out. How did you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am a stay-at-home mom. I am a business owner. I live in a very small town in Alaska, less than 2,000 people around there. And I think that's about it.
Yeah. All right. Did you grow up in Alaska?
I did. Mm-hmm. Born and raised here.
So what's it like living in Alaska?
It's really small. Everyone knows everything. It's very safe. But the other thing is that everyone knows everything about your business. people I've known since I was born have know everything about me. So it can be intimidating and feel like me, like you need an escape.
So it's kind of like, you know, the places where you walk into a store and the owner knows who you are and the people behind the counter know who you are.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you have no privacy almost.
None. Yeah. So it's at times, even traveling outside of Alaska, even to a different town, because you can't drive anywhere. We live on an island, so you have to take a ferry or airplane or travel by an individual boat if you own one. So that is either $100 or a $600 ticket, especially within COVID.
Ouch.
Yeah.
All right. What motivates you, inspires you, and drives you?
Probably my family. My husband and my kids are probably my biggest inspiration. Everything I do is for them.
All right. What's the best compliment you ever gotten?
The first thing that comes to mind is, again, probably my husband. Probably because when I was in labor, it's something I've heard before, was that he looked at me and he teared up and he said he was proud of me. And that's something I've heard before, but it was just very different because it was very intense and full of love.
All right. What's your biggest failure and what did you learn from that experience?
Oh, goodness. I have a lot of failures. I don't know if I can just pick one. Probably not being myself my whole life. Not being able to stand up for myself or be who I am, like not be afraid of it. So it's kind of been hard.
All right. Tell me about three influential people in your life and how they impacted you.
I've got so many. probably my husband and my kids, but I'll kind of combine them into one because they're just all so supportive and loving. I have so many on social media as well. Again, they don't know me, but it could be from, I think that's how you say his name, is Kerwin Ray. I don't know if you know who he is. He's kind of like a motivational speaker. He talks about relationships and parenting, that type of thing. And also Sweet Tales, how we met. She's a very big influence on my life because she is a strong, independent woman who knows how to handle business. So that was really big for me.
All right. What makes you feel inspired or like your best self?
Again, my husband and my kids, they have a lot of influence on my life. They make me feel like the best mom, the best wife that I could be. And I want to be the best person for them.
All right. finish a sentence. I am at my best when?
When I'm drawing. That's something I've done ever since I was a kid.
Now, guys, I don't know if you know this, but Kiera is an amazing graphic artist. I've seen some of her work, and I am blown away by it. I am actually thinking, if I can find a picture of my parents, I would love to send it to you and have you draw them.
Oh, I would love to.
I'd even pay you for it.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, this is something I've always wanted to do as a business or as a job. So.
All right. If you can turn back time and talk to your 18-year-old self, what would you tell her about where you are now in life?
Probably that it's not the road that you expected, but you do get everything that you wanted in a life. So.
All right. If you can have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
Oh, no. I don't know. Probably either my business or my family, either one to show them off because they deserve that. So.
All right. What do you think the world will look like in 5 years from now?
Hopefully open and a lot better than what it is right now, because I feel like a lot of people need and have been waiting for that. So that's my hope, is just for everyone to be safe, but for it to be back to normal.
All right. What was your favorite subject in school?
Surprisingly, it was not art. It was history. It was very easy for me. So.
All right. Would you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
Oh, with quarantine, definitely introvert has become a little bit more comforting, but I'm a little bit of both. So I think I'm more introvert though.
All right. If you could be remembered for one thing, what would it be and why?
Probably just the best version of myself, or honest and real. Because I feel like that comes very rarely these days with social media and everything. So,
all right. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself and how you got to where you are now in life?
I guess to start is when I was 19, I met my husband. You know, each other for a while, but we'd only been dating for about maybe 3 months, but we've known each other for so long. Again, part of me in a small town, but we found out I was pregnant. So being young that we were, everything changed. He went through multiple jobs. It was a huge inspiration because he went from dropping out of high school or college to working for our city now as a big person. So he was a big inspiration for me to be the best mom that I could at home and support any way I can. So that also inspired me to create a business. And after watching, being on social media as a stay-at-home mom and watching Sweet Tales and everything, I thought, why can't I have business on my own and do something that I love? So that made me decide to create a business out of art. So.
All right. Now we get to the other half of the questions. What is your favorite word?
I don't know if I can say it on your show.
You can.
Probably fuck.
Right. What is your least favorite word?
Probably slut, because it's not a very kind word.
What turned you on creatively, spiritually, and emotionally?
Just anything that I know for sure is real. Like if I can connect to a person, mostly to a person that is just honest and gives off good vibes, that is probably more inspiring to me than an image or a scenery.
All right. What turns you off?
Closed-mindedness. And rude people.
All right. What is your favorite cuss word?
Fuck.
What sound or noise do you love?
the sound of my kids laughing.
What sound or noise do you hate?
The sound of my kids screaming.
What is your favorite color?
Blue.
What is your least favorite color?
Brown.
All right. What profession other than your own would you not like? Would you like to attempt?
Lawyer. I feel like a profession would
go on again.
Oh, sorry. I said I thought I could be good at it.
All right. What profession would you not like to do?
Anything like that involves cleaning up after others.
Okay. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
I don't know. I've had a trouble with religion, so I don't know what he'd say to me.
All right. When you arrive at heaven, who would you like to meet?
My grandparents.
All right. What book would you recommend for my audience to read?
Probably either My Sister's Keeper, because it's told in so many different viewpoints. I think that's probably the only one I have. I can't remember the other name of one. So.
And finally, where can people find you on the web?
You can find me at my social media, either as my name, as Kira Meisner, or through On the River. It's On the River on-the-river-site. So yeah, it's probably where they can find me the most. It's also on my social media, so.
All right. And that's it, everyone. That was Kira Meisner, graphic artist from Alaska. Thank you so much, Kira, for coming on the show.
Don't need no millions to have a good time. All that you need is some fun to have a good time.